With a wife now by your side, you can't carry on like a carefree young man. Wrestling with other lads from this day forward must strictly cease, you see. And because of this, if I dare to wrestle again, my father and mother will surely scold me. It seemed to demand more strength than any sumo match. Beads of sweat glistened stickily on his brow and the tip of his nose. Farmers, without rhyme or reason, fear the officials, a habit forged by a long and sorrowful history. The lad's representative, who clearly understood, burst into laughter. He said, "You're so formidable, strong enough to take down both bears and wolves. Your father and mother would rarely scold you for such a thing." I've never heard tell of a father or mother so reckless with their own lives. If such a father and mother truly exist, then perhaps it would be quicker to have them come in your stead and settle that rascal Hanasuke. But rest assured, there is a way right here to deal with that rascal without a single complaint. And so everyone gathered close, putting their heads together in secret council. The consultation happily concluded, and that evening, they drank deeply in pre-celebration, everyone staying overnight at the lad's representative's home. And so the next morning arrived. This village lay directly on the path Hanasuke took to his mistress Otoki's house. So everyone prepared and gathered before the guardian deity's shrine. Then, a shout echoed through the village. "Hey! Something truly interesting is about to unfold. Everyone hurry! Come, come!" They called the people together, waiting eagerly for Hanasuke to pass by at any moment. Hanasuke then passed by. The lad's representative ran up to him, calling out, "Hey there, Hanasuke! What are you blabbering about, you blockhead? A rascal who doesn't even know how to speak properly. This isn't about some trivial consultation again, is it? Ah ha ha. Today we were just hoping you'd join our company for a moment. You fool. Do you think I have time to join your little gang? I'm busy, you see. Go wash your face and come back later." "Well, that's not quite how it's going to play out." "What do you mean, not going to happen? From what I've heard around town, they say you're quite skilled at swordsmanship, aren't you?" "Stop dawdling and talking in circles. The sun will set soon, you know." "Yes, I use swordsmanship, but what of it? There's something good in it for you, precisely. You know as well as I do, when folks speak of the strongest in Tenri around, everyone names four individuals, don't they? Oneku, Umubuzu, the rice seller's lad, and then Hisaku, those four rascals. It's a bit of a pity for you, but no one ever mentions your name. Now, when it comes to deciding who among these four is the very toughest, the tricky part is that their fighting styles are all so different. And so these rascals have never truly faced each other. "I'm the toughest. Liar, it's these guys." It always turns into a pointless quarrel. So, in our village, everyone consulted and agreed that such daily quarrels wouldn't do. It would be best to have the four rascals come and settle the score, we decided. Since we can't simply ask them for free, if we offer 10 ryo of gold to the very toughest of them, those rascals will gladly settle the match. And so the discussion concluded, settling that today would be the day of the match. You've truly arrived at just the right moment, you see. If you hadn't happened to pass by, no one would remember a fool like you. But we caught sight of you, you see. That arrogant fool also boasts a great deal. But if we let him join, it'll be quite interesting. Indeed, indeed, you see how it is. That's why I came to call you. But to be truly honest, it might be smarter for you not to join our ranks. You won't be able to claim the 10 ryo, that's for sure. It's one thing to be defeated and left dizzy, but if you're knocked out cold and don't revive, then I'll truly be in a difficult situation. So to save you from any shame, I'll tell everyone you're sick today. But tell me, what is your answer? Oh, if I win this, you'll give me 10 ryo as well? Oh my. So you truly intend to claim it? You will give it to me, won't you? If you truly win, we'll give it to you. But the losing rascal gets nothing, mind you. Then I shall take it, won't I? Oh my, you'll have to be the absolute best to win, you know. You fool. Of course I'm going to win. 10 Rio isn't a bad prize. Of course it's not bad if you manage to win it. But if you're knocked down and left dizzy, you won't be able to complain. Understood? Make sure you tell those 4 rascals very clearly about that. I wouldn't want to be resented, you see, for I am truly a very gentle man. Of course, it was clear at a glance that this was all part of their scheme, yet they all maintained perfectly innocent faces. The entire group, who had been anxious if their scheme would work, now rejoiced. The lad's representative turned to Hanasuke, saying, "It's a shame to put it this way, but it would be most convenient for the weakest to be dealt with first, you see. You'll be first up then. There's simply no helping it now. So for the remaining 4, perhaps drawing lots would be best." They drew lots, and the order was set. Hisaku, Umibuzu, the rice seller's lad, then Oniku. "So what might Hanasuke's weapon be then?" "You fool! Don't you know Hanasuke, the founder of Hanasuke Ryujite? A renowned master throughout all the land." "I don't know a thing about it." "What's Hisaku like?" "I'm a master of fighting, you see. Anything goes for me. But it'd be a pity if Nasuke, that fellow, cried over this stick. Ahaha. If some country bumpkin just swings a stick, I'd feel ashamed before the general if I didn't fight barehanded. Come on then." "You scoundrel!" There stood Hisaku, a quick-tempered local from the countryside. Calling him "you scoundrel," Hisaku suddenly lunged forward with a full body thrust. Never in his life had Hisaku's thrust missed its mark. Yet for some reason he struck only air, tumbling forward, swimming through empty space. What? As he spun around to land another blow, Nasuke was already there, gently seizing Hisaku's dominant elbow. Hisaku dropped his stick, stood on tiptoes, stretching his back. Ouch, ouch, ouch. To onlookers, the situation made no sense at all. Nasuke was merely pinching his elbow, ever so lightly. "Ah ha ha," Nasuke laughed, releasing the elbow. Nasuke laughed, releasing the elbow. With a light poke to the abdomen, Hisaku let out a croaking sound, then crumpled and stretched out on the ground. "Hmm, next challenger. Oh, you're quite capable. I am Umibuzu from Gyogyoji Temple. Unlike the firefighter Anya, a strike from me would shatter a bear's skull. But I too am a monk. I don't wish to utterly crush your skull. What do you say? Will you quit?" "Ah ha ha, a giant has appeared. One I'd love to take to Edo and put on display. It would be a waste to defeat you here. Come on then." "You scoundrel!" The giant swung his fist, attacking. As anyone familiar with boxing knows, a swing rarely connects. Dodging the giant's fist was nothing for Nasuke. After making him strike empty air repeatedly, the giant, shouting, "You fiend!" spread his arms wide and lunged. Just then, with a light poke to his abdomen, the giant let out a thunderous cry, then crashed backward and lay still. "It's your turn next." "Oh, it seems you're quite skilled with soft techniques, Yawara." "I am a master of the Manibanariyu sword style. Even a top Yawara expert in Japan is no match for a sword. You know this, don't you? Long ago, a fellow named Sasaki Ganryu was struck down and killed by Miyamoto Musashi with a single wooden sword. I too use a wooden sword. Apologize, and I'll let you go." "Ahaha. So you think you're somewhat skilled? Let's see what a country stick wielder can do." "It's a shame, but I suppose I'll use my jit for once." "Come on." "You scoundrel! May your head not be shattered!" For the first time, both took a precise stance. The rice seller Anya watched intently, noticing his opponent was quite capable. But it was only a jita, about 1.5 feet long, so it wasn't a major threat. If he got too close to the wooden sword, he'd be done for. So the fellow, jita poised, kept his distance like a master. He edged forward, and the opponent slowly retreated. That was to be expected. He inched forward. The opponent fell back. He advanced again. Then suddenly his opponent darted forward. The rice seller Anya hadn't sensed his movement for even a moment. The opponent was already in striking range, so he swung down abruptly. He cut through empty air, tap, tap, tap. His dominant arm was struck, and he dropped his wooden sword. Nasuke gently pinched his elbow with his left hand. He stretched on his tiptoes, crying, "Ouch, ouch, ouch." Then, with a light poke to the abdomen with the jita, he crumpled and lay still. They had thought he would be fine this time, being a professional swordsman. But when even the rice seller Anya was downed, everyone was astonished. Onomitsu turned pale. Sweat dripped down his face, and he began to tremble. Just then a voice called out, "Enough! Enough! There's no need for further matches. And you, great man, you need not tremble any longer." What a truly astonishing skill. These words came from the chief retainer, who out on a ride had witnessed everything. Having effortlessly twisted the arm of Anya, Ishikawa Junhachiro's stand-in, there was no need for further tests of skill. He was promptly taken back to the castle and presented to the Lord. When 10 skilled young samurai were sent against him at once, they were each downed one by one as they tried to escape, keeping just 6 or 7 inches from the glint of his presence. The Lord was thoroughly impressed and hired him for a stipend of 100 koku. The chief retainer called Nasuke and said, "Nasuke Ryu, ancestor, that name lacks dignity. In that case, let's call it Ida Tenryu. The founder of Hien Ryu Kodachi. Yes, that's it. Make it so. Well, anything is fine by me. For your name, relating to Edo and to Ganryu of Hien, how about Musashi Hananosuke? That sounds good. Musashi won't do. Master Yuri wishes for me to join his branch family by marrying Okun, Otoki's daughter. Therefore, my name must be Yuri Hananosuke. My apologies." Nasuke, that fellow, pressed his forehead, giving a wry smile. His face uncharacteristically flushed a little red.